Well, thank you, Father, for those words to our Lord and Savior, Mashiach Yahushua. And this is going to be part three. It could be the last one on the understanding Romans and Galatians by faith, part three. Do kind of a review. In order to understand the Word of Yahweh, we must be able to understand what's the picture, where is it being communicated. Remember, it's always life or death. Do you want to live forever, or do you want, do you want to go ahead and die and not live forever on our new earth? And so that's what the story is. It's not heaven or hell, it's life or death. And we must understand the ages, too, and the age that we live in, our period of time. And so we know the ages, the one age is Adam to Abraham. There's no Ten Commandments at that particular time. But one thing that does happen with Abraham is what?
Circumcision.
So circumcision made a covenant, and circumcision is the sign of the covenant. To separate yourself as Abraham separated himself from the people of Ur. And so that holy means to be separate. And so Abraham and Sarah separated themselves, Lot and his wife did not. Now the second phase is who? Moses. So Moses comes along and they're circumcised, and now we're going into Mosaic law, which is the Ten Commandments. We have priests, we have a Levitical order, we have a lot of things going on. So that's a period of time which goes all the way up to Pentecost. So Yahushua ended up fulfilling the law, the Ten Commandments. And he was a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And so, the Christian church did not begin in the Gospels. It actually begins in Acts 10. But we see that. He had Ruach, which is spirit, on a few people. And who was it on?
Prophets.
Prophets.
Kings.
Kings.
Judges.
Well, I guess, yeah, I could be a judge, yeah. Special people. So, yeah, prophets, kings, and judges would be a good illustration. It's not on the mass. And when Pentecost came along, after Christ fulfilled everything, the reason spirit cannot be on people because you had to be holy through and through. Now, since Pentecost, Christ rose and ascended, it became available for everybody, regardless of being holy, because he made us holy by doing that. He became our substitute. So spirit was on anybody who made him his Lord or master. And that's a free gift. It's called a free gift. That's Acts 2:38, Acts 10:45, Hebrews 6:4. What does spirit do? It is direct communication with Yahweh. So when you have Holy Spirit, you can get things that otherwise you would have to go to a prophet to get. Or, anybody who has Spirit, and that's why people consult the prophets. Now we don't have to, because we have Spirit ourselves, so Yahweh can communicate to us. Back also in the Mosaic Law, we had Yahweh as the bridegroom, and the bride was Israel. We have with Christ the bride and the bridegroom all the way through the Gospels. Now we get into Acts 10, which is not Pentecost, but it was the house of Cornelius, where circumcision was still mandatory up to Acts 10. So to be baptized, you had to be circumcised. You had to be a Hebrew. The Christian church automatically inserts themselves, but everybody is Hebrew who is baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 10, the house of Cornelius, was Cornelius circumcised?
No.
No, was his household circumcised?
No.
But there was a new transition that happened, and through the cloud, through Peter, what you call a common unclean, I have cleansed. So Yahweh made a new period of time, and that's where we're living in right now. And now it's not the bride and the bridegroom, it's the one body. So the marriage has been consummated into one flesh. The other ones were not consummated. And Christ is the head of the one body, which is Ephesians 5:21-33. Then we go into the book of Tribulation, which is, 7 years in the book of Revelation. Then we have the 1,000-year reign after everything is done in the book of Revelation. That's called the millennium, 1,000-year reign. And then in Acts 21, we have Revelations 21, we have death and Sheol thrown into the lake of fire. There's no more death. There's no more need of the sun. We have the new earth with Yahweh coming down to earth. Okay, so that's the story. That's the story. There's no heaven and hell in this situation. There's life or there's death. And so if hell is in your body, the Bible, which it is, it's wrong, because what they have done is they have translated the word Sheol into hell only certain times, and they translate the valley of Hinnom, which is Gehenna, hell, which is not, the valley of Hinnom is right there in the southwest part of Jerusalem. You know, we went by the valley of Hinnom.
That was a trash dump, right?
Yeah, and this is where, there's a story on that, and this is where they sacrificed children, and so it was a polluted place. Dead bodies were there, pork was there, so it's an unclean, so it symbolized the second death, the lake of fire, by all means, but it is not a place where people are alive, being tortured, and there is no relationship of people's soul leaving the body and going to places, so these are all fabrications. Now, that gives us a summation to Romans 4, which is now the faith of Abraham. And so what we're going to try to do is show you this age that we live in, what it is not, and what has been, which is easy to easy to mistake it if you only read Romans, Galatians, and Ephesians. If you only read those books and no other books, you're going to be misled. And here's just an example. Andrew Womack, which is a very famous preacher. And I'm going to show you where this concept of it's not by works of righteousness, but by his faith alone, that we are transformed, which means we don't do anything. We receive a free ticket, and we're not required to obey any commandments. And that's what they're saying. Because it wasn't by your works, and so all it is a free ticket. It's not a covenant. You're not entering into a marriage. You're not making Yahushua your master. And so if you're going to make Yahushua your master, you're agreeing to something, aren't you? Yes, to serve. I'm going to say what I'm going to do what you say. A great example is 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15.
Love of Christ.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's just read it.
For the love of Christ hath constrained, having judged this, that one in behalf of all died, hence they all died, in behalf of all died they he, in order that those who live no longer should live for themselves, but for him who died and awoke.
For those who are alive, we live for him. That's the agreement. So wait a minute, that grace thing of where all of a sudden everything is free, we're going to start putting parameters around what that actually doesn't mean and actually what it must mean. And here's just Andrew Womack, living in the balance of grace and faith. So you start looking, put to say, by grace you've been saved through faith. And they're going to quote Ephesians, which is Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we're going to say it's not of works right here. And like we said before, this is part 3. Can I make Yahushua my Lord and I'm going to say I'm not going to obey the Ten Commandments?
No.
Well, then that's works. Right? I've got to agree to something, and it's a covenant. So you're going to see the misunderstanding that they have taken this, and this is what many of the church teaches. Most of us believe that in order to be saved, we need to ask God to forgive us of our sins, but that isn't what the Bible teaches. In 1 John 2:2, it states that Jesus was the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not ours only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus didn't just die for those he knew would accept him. He died for every sinner who has ever lived on the earth, and he died before you and I ever committed a single sin. Here is a radical truth that would get me kicked out of most churches. Sin is not an issue with God. Now just think of that. Sin is not an issue with God. The Lord isn't waiting for us to ask him to forgive us our sins. The sins of the entire world, past, present, and future, have already been forgiven. Even a man like Adolf Hitler had grace extended to him. Jesus loved Hitler and paid for his sins just as he did for yours and mine. God is no respecter of persons. People do not go to hell for committing adultery, stealing, or even murder. Those, like all sins, have already been paid for. And so you think of how what's going on here. This is what the Bible says in John 16:89. The only sin that is going to send people to hell, which there is no hell, is the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And so you got a problem here. What about the people who lived before Christ? Where are they? Where are they? According to this, you have to believe in Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, you can't go to heaven. Well, wait a minute. We have 4,000 years before Christ. That's a lot of people. Where are they? What happened to them? See? And so they just interject themselves into one verse, into one thing. The only sin that's going to send people to hell is the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. So stop magnifying sin in your life. And so you're like, this is really disturbing. And this is what happens when you start saying it's not by works of righteousness, which means, and if he says, my sins have already been forgiven, so I have no consequences.
I'm going to go join Hamas.
Yeah, I don't have no consequences. I can commit adultery. I can, because my sins are forgiven. Well, he already knows it. I know I'm not supposed to do it, but I really like it. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's pleasurable. It's pleasurable to steal from people. All right? I'd like to have things that I don't have to work for. You're not going to do that. And that most people would say too, well, you can't be a Christian. You're really not a Christian if you even thought those thoughts, because once you become a Christian, you don't even have those thoughts anymore. And so they got a real problem here. So, now we're going to go into Romans 4 and Galatians, which is talking by faith. And as we've seen in the past, by faith, Abraham was a righteous man, and he was declared righteous because he actually did
obey
what Yahweh asked him to do.
Yeah.
He obeyed the commandments. That's why he was righteous. And we saw that in James. We won't go over that, but let's go to Romans 4:1-3. That kind of gives the summation, but we know it's kind of looks to see the big plan. And our plan is different because everybody has spirit. That is great. I mean, undeniable. Romans, we talked about this whole chapter basically on 4. On the Pauline epistle, Pauline epistles, 1-3. But then, for what then shall we say as touching Abraham, our forefather? For if Abraham by works was declared righteous, he hath whereof to boast. Nevertheless, not towards Yahweh. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed in Yahweh, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. Well, how did he believe? He did. He obeyed his voice. That is what believing is. But those are manifestations. Those are works that you have to end up doing. Now, is there something that he did? And so the whole summation of all this stuff too is we know that anybody who's going to have life, all right, it will bow to Yahweh and his son. You know, if you want to live on the new earth under the rulership of King Yahushua and King Yahweh, the people before Yahushua were going to be introduced to Yahushua, and they will bow to him because that's their heart. And so they're in. They bow to Yahweh throughout their life. That's why they're in. And we saw that in Ezekiel. If you were a sinner, but you turned, if you turn and you brought restitution back to the people, you're in. And so that's it. That's obeying Yahweh. We also saw where Andrew Womack is wrong, even on sin. It said right there in Acts 2, what must we do to be saved? Repent, change directions, and make Yahushua your Lord, and ye shall receive the free gift of Holy Ruach. What? Turn.
Yeah.
You can't. And so today it is, I don't have to turn, because it's not by works. I don't have to change my lifestyle. because I can have my cake and eat it too. I can have sin and life as abiding. I like that combination because I can have the world, all right, now, and I have Christ after the world, all right. But when you go with Yahweh, what happens is you turn from the world. In this lifetime, you have made a decision. I'm not going to go the world's way. I'm choosing Christ. I'm choosing Yahweh. And by doing that, you just separate yourself. And that's what Christ did, and that's why people will hate us. If they're part of the world, they're going to hate us. And they hated Christ. They crucified him. Now we go to Galatians 3. So Romans 4 tells about the faith of Abraham. Remember, Ab is father. Abraham. Father of a multitude. So the other chapter, and if you read these chapters by themselves, it's going to look like, okay, everything kind of goes. But then in the same epistles, it's going to say, you're going to be judged for the good and the bad that you've done. Well, wait a minute here. I thought it wasn't by works, and I thought, according to Andrew Womack, all of our sins have been paid for. So if all of my sins have been paid for, future sins too, then that doesn't pertain. All right, because you're going to hold me accountable for those sins, aren't you? Yes. Yes. Don't commit them.
You want to pay them back?
Yeah. Don't commit. I mean, don't commit them. Well, I don't like that. But that is the New Age kind of situation. We had a famous minister of the Way ministry, and these guys, here's the leader of the ministry, committing adultery in the church. And other members in the church, running the church, committing adultery because
grace.
It's all grace. I'm sorry. You know. And you justify, well, other people had concubines, and they had many wives. Solomon had many, so I justify that. My lust also with that. Besides, my wife, you know, doing that, and so this has happened. When people walk down that road. So Galatians 3, 5, and 6. And you can read the whole chapters, but he then who was supplying unto you the Ruach and energizing mighty works among you. Okay, so this is, he's talking about a new time frame since you received Holy Spirit and works. By works of the law or by a believed report, did he? Even as Abraham believed in Yahweh, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. So that all has to be reconciled to the whole book. Be taking note, therefore, that they who are of faith, the same are the sons of Abraham. And what is faith? Faith is certainty into the unseen, which means you walk into the unseen. Do any of us here have any doubt that we're going to be on the new earth?
No.
Do we have any physical evidence that says that?
No.
I've never seen Christ. He's never come to me and said, you're going to be on the new earth. Why? Because that is faith. This book says it. I obey what this book says. And I have no doubt that when I go to sleep, I'm going to see Christ the next moment when I wake up. And that is faith, which is actions, because my actions will say, I'll wear things like this. Now, here's a cross. We put crosses on our house. We put them on that deal. I'm your biggest fan. That is faith. And the scriptures foreseeing that by faith, Yahweh would declare the nations righteous. And so we have to say, okay, what does that mean? Well, it really means the whole gist of things. Without Christ, and without obeying what Yahweh says, I can never save myself and be a God. No matter what my works would mean, and that's what you would mean, if I could save myself, it means I'm going to be immortal. A God.
An Elohim.
Yeah, an Elohim. Well, you know, a supernatural deity like a messenger or something to that effect, that they're never going to die. I know by our own works that my... the way I am wired, I cannot pull that off. So we had to have a substitute. We had to have somebody, and that was Christ. for the people who already died, they're going to say, you know, they acknowledge, I can't do this. Because once you lay out the law, you say that this, not to stumble on any of these is impossible. So I cannot reach that pinnacle. One man did make the pinnacle, and he obeyed it all. Now, because he obeyed it all, the requirement is I have to bow, and I want to bow. If I did it myself, do I have to bow to Christ? No. And so the point is, it really comes down to not by works of righteousness. Everybody is going to bow to Christ. Amen. And you're already acknowledging that I will serve Him. He's my master. And if you have a problem with that, you're not going to be on the new earth, which is fine. I'll be thrown in, and that's what people choose every day. And anybody who is rejecting Christ is rejecting the new earth, right? Yeah, I do not want to live under Christ. Duly noted. You won't. Yeah. But you will be resurrected, like we saw. What was that?
Court date.
Yeah, we saw, you know, I was thinking about our justice. Hillary Clinton, Obama, and Biden. When you died, you would hope that is it. Right? That is it. But no. Surprise! It's called the resurrection of the unjust. Because now, you thought you got away with it. And in this life, you might have got away with it. But guess what? You didn't get away with it, because for our sake, we're going to see you all raised up. And we're going to see you pay righteously for all the sins that you committed. Hitler, Stalin, everybody else. That is justice. So surprise! When you die, that's only the first death. Yeah. And the second death, you got to pay the piper now, which is great, because that makes us feel better, because otherwise they got away with it.
Right.
Yeah.
What the heck was this? You know, I've done this and this and this, and they abused me and they enslaved me. You think of slaves who were enslaved all their life, or beaten, everything else, and their master, and I'll just forget them. Well, he took my wife, he took my children, he took everything from me. He enslaved me for 70 years. I'll just forgive him. No, that's not right. He needs to serve me for 70 years. Yeah. Let's just turn this thing. That's called justice. We're going to turn this thing. And you're going to serve me or somehow make amends for all
this. That's what David said to Nathan was the sheep that was stolen. No, he's going to restore
it. Yeah, that's right.
He's going to put to death.
That's part of justice.
He's going to
restore it. And so most Christianity, Andrew Womack, no, because sins are already forgiven. And so, and then hell, you know, on and on and on. Okay, but that shows you. And then we go back to James. Let's just do a summation. James 2:21. So you have to look at the full picture. 21 to 24.
What chapter?
James 2:21 to 24. Abraham, our father, was it not by works he was declared righteous? Well, wait a minute here. That just completely looks like it completely contradicted Apostle Paul. But we're misunderstanding Apostle Paul's message. That's the point. We're misunderstanding it because they cannot contradict. Because he's going to explain it.
Right.
When he offered Isaac his son upon the altar, because the manifestation of his faith is works by offering Isaac. Real simple. Thou seest that his faith had been working together with his works, and by his works did his faith become full grown. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and Abraham believed Yahweh, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And Yahweh's friend was he called. You see that by works a man is declared righteous and not by faith alone. Well, wait a minute here. That just seems like the opposite of Ephesians 2. But it all comes together. All that has to come together. Common sense. And we know it's all obedience. And so I'm not going to go here. But you want to know the obedience of Abraham. And everything's based on Abraham. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Abraham. If you go to Hebrews 11, by faith,
yeah.
Every bit of us works.
Yeah.
Right? By faith, Moses, we don't have to go there. By faith, Moses rejected Egypt.
That's a
by faith, you know, Abraham left Ur. By faith, They believe to have a child, you know, by faith. You know, it goes on and on, and it, by everything by faith, it gave an illustration of their actions.
Wow.
An illustration of their works. And did their works save them? No, but they believed what Yahweh said. Abraham was asked to leave Ur, and Abram at that time, Sarah, and they left Ur. And why? Because Yahweh asked them to. And so what are they doing? They're obeying the voice of Yahweh. So our job is real simple, to obey the voice of Yahweh. Well, what's the difference between us and in the Old Testament time? What is it?
We have Yahushua.
No, but one thing that they didn't have. Spirit! They don't have spirit.
No.
So we have now a time where everybody is freely given spirit. And why do we have spirit given to us freely?
Pentecost.
Because of perfect sacrifice of Christ.
Whatever he said. Because he was our substitute and he cleansed us, so he made us worthy, and that's really a gift. And so here, Isaiah, I'll tell you what, if you bow down to me, you get a Corvette. Done. Everybody who bows down to me and does what I say gets a Corvette. Everybody? And you got to bow down? I'm not doing it. Bow down? I'm going to do it. He's going to do what I say? Yes. Corvette, 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 Corvette. All right. Did you deserve it? No. But did you meet the conditions? Yes. So that's how it works. So for the people to go to the scriptures, Abraham's obedience, Acts 7:1-4, Genesis 12:1-4, Genesis 17:1-2, Genesis 15:6, Genesis 17:10-23, Genesis 22:1-3, verses 10-12, Genesis 26:1-6. And so works come right back in there, and then works obviously through Hebrews 11. And so we have to say, okay, James says it, works are necessary, and it looks like Galatians says it's not necessary. So this all has to come together, and so to open up our understanding. And we know Paul says, let's just go down, the same person who says it's not by works, right? According to Ephesians, let's finish up with 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, which we can see right off. Here's the same writer. This is Yahweh speaking. And so if that concept is right, works are important, absolutely, because you're going to be judged. So if you want a lot of... Here's just another example, too. I thought, you know, Christ says, well, Jesus was a socialist. Because he wants to give, well, they want to say, you know, it's better to give to the receive. Well, wait a minute, I remember him telling a parable about the person who gave 10 minutes to one person and 5 minutes to another and one to one. And the one who only had one buried it, didn't get anything. What did he do with that minute?
Give it to the guy with 10.
Give it to the guy who had 10. What the heck? He only has 10.
A socialist.
Yeah, he's not a socialist, just the opposite. How about the women's with the candles? And they're going to, you know, with the lamps, and they're going to...
The wedding.
Yeah, the wedding's coming. The bridegroom's coming. And the other people said, give us some of your oil. And what did they say?
No.
Yes, we'll give you all it was, because we're Christians, we love you. And then they all missed the wedding. No, they said, go get your own. Well, that's not very Christian. And then they went to get their own, and the wedding came, and they're gone. Well, wait a minute, this is not fixing my imagination at all. What this socialist Jesus, love, 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 love. We just love everybody. You killed my brother, that's okay, I love you. You killed my mother, okay, I love you. We just love, love, love. And that's, you know, Heidi Baker many times. And you got to say, you're misunderstanding things, because, You know, a person who is a Christian would never kill somebody who loved God. Well, wait a minute, there's a guy called the prophet Elijah, right? And he was on a mountain, and he took on, was it 200 prophets? 400 prophets. All right, and here's this loving guy, and Yahweh chose him, and what did he do with those 400 prophets?
Kill the prophets.
Kill them! That's not very Christian. Yeah. And why? Because Yahweh wanted them dead.
Samuel.
These are the ones who are deceiving everybody. They're deceiving all of Israel. So he killed them. How about Samuel?
Agag.
And Saul, King Saul led Agag, and he says, and he grabs a sword, Samuel, and says, what you've done to other women, I'm going to do to your mother. I'm going to kill you. Bam, and there's it. And so this is all part of it. You know, that's simple. So we got to keep that in perspective. And that should be end of three and no more.
No, run around beheading people.
No, but Hamas right now, they're evil. Destroy them.
Yeah.
You don't embrace them, there's consequences. You kill them. It's real simple. You exterminate them. All right? Because if you don't, here's just an example, and for anybody on here, it says in the Old Testament that if you had an ox and it was prone to push, which means he had horns and he could hurt people. All right, you know, duly noted, you knew that. And then this ox, later on, you didn't tie him up or fence him up, and he kills somebody. You know what happens to you?
You die.
You die.
And the ox.
You die. Because you knew better, and you didn't stop it. Now, you want Hamas to be free. You want to just love. If they kill anybody else, I want you to die in their place. Were you willing to do that? No, I don't want to do that. You're willing to let somebody else die.
Yeah.
That they'll kill, but you won't die from there. And so you don't want capital punishment? Well, capital punishment, you know, we just love. Let me ask you this. It costs $40,000 a year to keep a person in prison. Do you want to pay that? I don't want to pay that. If you really mean what you say, you pay it. You pay the $40,000 a year with all your other fans. And if he kills anybody else, you die. If he kills somebody in prison, you die. You want that? That's what Yahweh says. That's Yahweh's book. Well, I don't want that. Then kill him. You know, he died. If it's unjust, all right, Christ knows, it'll be all right. But the majority of them are going to be just, and they die. Otherwise, you pay the $40,000, and if he kills anybody else, you die for him. And so the love crowd is always about loving that until he kills somebody else. Well, I want you to support my family for the rest of your life. Because you let a criminal out. He killed my husband. And now we don't have financial support. You let him out.
Yeah.
So you give us his salary for the rest of our lives. His working salary. Are you willing? No, we're not willing to do that. Well, what kind of person are you? What kind of wickedness? It makes you feel better to have these thoughts. But you're wicked. Those are wicked thoughts. That's not our God. And because our God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. He's bringing everybody up from the dead, and they're all going to pay. And so we need to be imitators of Yahweh. And walk in love, but walking in love is doing what his will says. Very simple. That was off script. I'm sorry. That was extra free. Now we'll hear from our Father, a word of prophecy. My sons and daughters, abide in my peace, abide in my love, abide in my caressing that I do. I gave my son for you. What else can I offer you? That's how much I care for you. That's how much I embrace you. That's how much I want you to be as important as my son. So live a life that's there to serve me, which will end up giving you great rewards and great fellowship with me. And we'll commune together regardless of the world around you, that you may be satisfied in old age, and that in the new earth you will receive bounty above all your imagination. Amen. See you next week.
Okay.